Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the French Connections Friday edition. It is the 7th day of April, 2006. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith, and again, it is great to have you here with me on the French Connection. Some details here. IamTheWitness.com is the website. IamTheWitness.com. And the second site that we have very active is MySpace/ Daryl Bradford Smith, all one word. And you can go there and join us. We have over 175 members that we have worked, found through lots of effort here to get people involved, and they are working feverishly to put out information, and there's website information there, and there's links and downloads and connections, and people comb by iron on the facts around what we're fighting against. It is a battle, ladies and gentlemen, we are involved in. Let's pick no bones about it. This is a war, and when you join the MySpace, I send you a little note saying welcome to the war, because we are in one. You know, this is not a radio show for the meek, or the light of heart, or the babies of the world. No. That's not what we do here. We go for facts. We go for hard truth. We go for the reality of what we face, which is a dire reality, ladies and gentlemen. We are in a big mess. Somebody asked me just a little while ago in an email, how did these people get in this role of control? How do they control everything? Well, they do it through intimidation from the top. They control the money and the purse strings. So if you are somebody bucking their system, they pull your financial rug out from under you. If that doesn't work, they sick their court system that they've controlled out after you. They control the judges and the courts. How? Well, you got to figure they're less than 2% of the population, but the Jewish community has upwards of 25% of all judicial members from this community. It goes way back to Brandeis, even, when he was helping the criminals to get ensconced into power back at the turn of the century, and when they were signing those Balfour documents and the rest of it. But in the financial area, you know, when you talk about control of our Federal Reserve, it is 100%. The banking structure itself is 100%. Hollywood and the media, very close to 100%, if not. You know, there might be an odd, Gentile or Amalek in there working, but he is not going to be making waves without being jettisoned from the system immediately. Then they use anti-Semitic stuff against people. They call you an anti-Semite right away. You know, they try to tar you with the brush of shame and political correctness. That works often for people. If that doesn't work, they might just ruin your business or have you audited or just kill you. All of those things are possible. So they don't need to have somebody in every corner. They just need to have power positions that control. And that's what they've done here. You basically need to look at the most important jobs in the country and how they are worked. And you also have to look at the evidence we've gotten. Listen to Myron Fagan, ladies and gentlemen. Myron Fagan is not pulling punches in his presentation. He said it just like it is. Untermyer gives it away, and he was one of the insiders that never left. He worked with them till his death. And what we got on Untermyer, which is a very powerful transcript, is his exact words during a presentation to other Zionists, talking about how they had manipulated Germany and how they had destroyed the German society and how they had run it into bankruptcy through, using a boycotting of their goods and services, and just unbelievable stuff. And he has other things that he shares in that particular segment. But this stuff goes back for a long time. You can read Henry Ford's take on it. You can read, it goes all the way back to Thomas Jefferson's time when Ben Franklin said that these people were, if they were allowed in large numbers, they would destroy the nation. Well, lo and behold, we let them in large numbers, and the Zionists have killed the country. And again, not all Jews are involved in this, so we've been getting a lot of our information from people who were in the community, the Jewish community. Ben Friedman was born in that community. As was Myron Fagan and others. And we are getting stuff first person. That's how we know. So, Ben Friedman's the one I recommend the most, though. You know, this is a this is a battle, guys. We are growing. We are getting the word out. There are thousands of people outside of the website who hear this stuff through podcast and BitTorrent and even you know, some other means around the world. In fact, we are in Russia and in Germany, and we are being heard in Italy. And I've even had emails from Micronesia, people listening. So, you know, this is the kind of exposure we're getting worldwide. I'm hoping to do something with the African people, too, to get the word out to them, because many people in Africa have been the worst victims of these people's criminality. And, you know, we have been on the receiving side of the benefits for some time of the association with this criminal group. But that has been changing since they've decided to cut America loose and implode her. And that's exactly what they're doing. And they decided really to go wholesale into doing that back in the 60s when they killed Kennedy. And that started the real descent into this mess we find ourselves in today, which is 47 years ago, 46 years ago. So, you know, we know the enemy. We know what we're facing. We understand the nuances of their plan. We know their financing and their money structure. We know their goals. Basically, what I do here today is I bring on more and more people to explain the minutia of their planning and to reiterate what we've already discovered. Basic. This is basically the message that we have to get out. The files that we've already got on the site are proof positive of our case. It was funny. I heard a caller. It sounded like a staged caller from Britain calling Alex Jones yesterday. And he's saying, well, why don't you talk about the Zionist influence? And Alex Jones said, well, there's 13 Illuminati families and only about half of them are Jewish. Well, if you take a look at that rationally, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, Ben Friedman would beg to differ with that, and so would Myron Fagan, and so would so many others, and so would anybody with any eyeballs and a capacity to look at what's going on around them. I don't see any of these people running our media. It's all the same Zionist group. Federal Reserve is 100% Jewish, ladies and gentlemen. They control the money, as they do in the European Central Bank. Same group, same money, same control. If you take a look at the media here in Europe, you'll see the same controllers and doing the same kinds of controlling. It doesn't change country to country. This is not a Gentile participated in at the top conspiracy. There are some useful idiots that they do employ, but the control always goes back to the Zionist group, always, in every single instance, without exception. Now, whether you can wrap your brain around those facts or not, we've proven it. We've got evidence coming out our ears. Just listen to the work. Just read Cussler's work. Guys, there are thousands of people. See, people say, well, if that was true, I would have heard about it or I'd have read about it. People have come out with this. Thousands of them over time. They've written about it. They've talked about it. Eustace Mullins, which nobody knows where he is right now. It's a little nerve-wracking. Bill Cooper came out with lots of stuff that he was rehashing on his radio show about these folks. The facts are, when you go back and look at how World War I and II were orchestrated, you see that these people were not Gentiles. It was done by the Jewish community for the Jewish community, but not all Jews, Zionists. Goes back to the same Zionist group every time. Every time. So, am I angry about it? Sometimes, yes, I'm really angry about what they've done to the country. They've destroyed our freedom. They've stolen our Bill of Rights. They've imploded our economy. They've dumbed down our students. They have usurped our rights. And now they're leaving us to flounder as they did in Russia in 1917. 4,000 Zionist Jews orchestrated the Russian Revolution, ladies and gentlemen. We have absolute 100% confirmed historical documented fact on that. And they were also the creators of communism. Fact, not fallacy, not fiction. So that's where I do get angry, and I do call them sacks of goo and the rest of it, you know, but so what? I mean, look, is a tough slog, and we need people. We need warm bodies. We need people to type letters into out into the internet. We need you. We need you to take some of our files, copy them, and put them on chat rooms and boards. And of course, a lot of these are controlled by the bad guys, so they'll erase them pretty quickly. But if you make a couple of sweeps every night to the same board, you can repost it. Go back in and post it again. I've often found that has worked for me, and it'll end up staying up for several days at times. You know, they catch it once and they don't catch it twice. Or put in, put in a link someplace. I know some of you have dropped some of our information onto Alex Jones's MySpace, which is a bit humorous. Interesting that you know we're fighting head to head with him on MySpace. The guy's going down the tubes, guys, because more and more people are realizing he's just a fearmonger and a criminal. And there will be a day when this guy's completely outed with written and proof. We'll know hands down what he's done. His job is to confuse and drive you away from the facts that the Jewish Zionist interests have done this to our country. That's his job. Yeah, to talk about the Mexicans all the time and the Chinese all the time, but not about the dancing Israelis or Abramoff's courting of Attar on the booze cruises or Silverstein's nonsense that he pulled or, you know, Mark Rich's nonsense about buying the buildings and all that stuff. He doesn't ever talk about the Liberty or the Levant Affair or any of that stuff. He won't talk about it. And if he does, it's usually with a reference saying, well, America really put him up to that, you know. Okay, sure. So, time to bail on that guy and start putting our work into the real fight here. And, of course, they're not going to want me fighting this battle very long. I mean, they've already had people come to my house. But the truth of the matter is they don't know what to do because any messing with this particular message is just going to explode it, as it has already grown exponentially at this point. We are in a situation where the numbers being over 10,000 and growing, because people are sensing that this is the real deal. They are. I mean, they get a feeling that I'm not over here making stuff up, which I'm not. And then when they finally acquiesce to investigating at any level, what they find is that I've been right on the money and that the stuff we found is real and been supported through research, and the guests that we have been first rate. It gets hard to deny, ladies and gentlemen. You start having to say, whoa, we are in a mess. Well, we are. And I'm hoping to get you guys to fight with me. Because, you know, I can't do it alone. Eric can't do it alone. You know, we need small donations. We need small people, you and friends to send out a couple of emails, copy a file, send it in your emails, make it into CDs, all kinds of different small tasks you can do to get this larger. The most important one is to bring an individual a week to this message. One person per week. One a week. Get them here. This is not for money. This is not a pay radio show. This is not a sponsor, a supported radio show. I don't make money from sponsoring advertising. None of that stuff. Nope. This is a grassroots political movement, ladies and gentlemen. And we're starting a political movement to take back our nation and reinstate our constitutional republic. And boy, do we have a lot of work ahead of us. Now, the bottom line is our big job is just to inform the country of what's been stolen from them and how they did it, basically. So welcome new people to MySpace. Go there if you're not signed up already. We need you. We need you desperately. Use a pseudonym if you don't want to use your own name. No problem with any of that stuff. Just be there to do the right work. You know, if you're there with names like, Killer Saw Blade or something, I mean, that's not doing the right thing by us. We don't want that. What we want are serious people doing hard work and working to get the truth out. So when we come back, we've got an interview today with a writer, an author, a traveler, honest a lady. Her name is Jennifer Dixon. She wrote a book called The Holy Land Unveiled, and it is a powerful book. We're going to talk a little bit about her book and have her back again to do more detailed work on it, but just about her experiences in the Middle East and what she's discovered by being a listener to the French Connection and by being a searcher for the truth. I think you're going to find the conversation to be enlightening and educational, as well as the book itself being very powerful, full of statistics and things that really prove the points we've been making here on The French Connection. So just after this break, ladies and gentlemen, we have Jennifer Dixon. Stick with us.